on Che Guevara, the man who became a symbol of rebellion. In this article, we shall discuss the iconic Argentine revolutionary Che Guevara, who became one of the most famous revolutionaries ever and a symbol of resistance in popular culture. Che Guevara was an Argentine revolutionary, physician, author, guerrilla leader, and a prominent figure in the Cuban Revolution. He was born on June 14, 1928, in Rosario, Argentina, and was executed on October 9, 1967, in Bolivia. Che Guevara played a significant role alongside Fidel Castro in the Cuban Revolution, which culminated in the overthrow of the Cuban government led by dictator Fulgencio Batista in 1959. After the revolution's success, Guevara held various high-ranking positions in the Cuban government and became a symbol of revolutionary struggle worldwide. Guevara was known for his strong Marxist-Leninist beliefs and his commitment to fighting imperialism and promoting socialist ideals. He sought to export the Cuban Revolution to other parts of Latin America and beyond, advocating for armed struggle and guerrilla warfare as means to achieve social and political change. After leaving Cuba, Che Guevara tried to replicate his revolutionary efforts in other countries, most notably in Congo, now the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Bolivia. However, his efforts in Bolivia were unsuccessful, and he was captured and executed by the Bolivian military, with the assistance of the CIA. Che Guevara's legacy is complex and controversial. To some, he is revered as a revolutionary hero and symbol of anti-imperialism and social justice. His image, often depicted in the iconic photograph by Alberto Korda, has become one of the most recognizable symbols of rebellion and counterculture. However, to others, he is seen as a ruthless guerrilla fighter who participated in executions and violence during the revolution. Regardless of one's perspective, Che Guevara remains a highly influential and enduring figure in the history of revolutionary movements and political ideologies. Che Guevara was born on June 14, 1928, in Rosario, Argentina, to a middle-class family of Spanish-Irish descent. His parents were Ecobedo Guevara Lynch and Celia de la Serna y Losa. He was the eldest of five children in the family. During his early life, Che suffered from asthma, which affected him throughout his life and limited his participation in certain physical activities. Despite his health issues, he excelled academically and was an avid reader from a young age, being particularly interested in literature, poetry, and history. In 1932, Che's family relocated to Alta Gracia, a small town in the Argentine province of Córdoba. The serene and picturesque landscape of this area, surrounded by mountains, had a significant impact on Che and would later influence his revolutionary ideals. In 1947, Che began his studies in medicine at the University of Buenos Aires. It was during his university years that he developed a strong social consciousness, witnessing the stark economic inequalities and social injustices prevalent in Latin America. He traveled extensively throughout the continent on a motorcycle with his friend Alberto Granado, gaining first-hand exposure to the plight of the poor and marginalized. His travels took him to several Latin American countries, including Bolivia, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, and Venezuela. During these journeys, he witnessed the dire conditions faced by the rural peasantry and indigenous communities, further deepening his revolutionary zeal. These travels served as a turning point in his life, solidifying his commitment to revolutionary activism. In 1953, he earned his medical degree. His early life experiences laid the groundwork for his involvement in the Cuban Revolution and his subsequent role as a prominent figure in revolutionary movements across Latin America and beyond. Che Guevara was an avid reader and was influenced by a wide range of books that shaped his political beliefs and revolutionary ideology. Some of the books that had a significant impact on him include Das Kapital by Karl Marx. This foundational work of Marxist economics provided Che with insights into the mechanisms of capitalism and class struggle. Marx's theories influenced Che's socialist convictions and his understanding of the need for revolutionary change. The Communist Manifesto by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, This seminal political pamphlet outlined the basic principles of communism and the goals of the working class movement. Guevara was influenced by its call for global proletarian solidarity and the overthrow of oppressive systems. History Will Absolve Me by Fidel Castro. This document was Fidel Castro's courtroom defense during his trial following the failed attack on the Moncada barracks in 1953. It laid out the grievances and demands of the Cuban revolutionaries, and Che admired Castro's ideas and leadership. Socialism, Utopian and Scientific by Friedrich Engels. This work presents an overview of the historical development of socialism and Marxism. It helped Che Guevara in understanding the scientific basis of socialist theory and the need for organized revolutionary action. The General Theory of Employment, Interest, and Money by John Maynard Keynes. Although not a revolutionary text, this economic work deeply influenced Che's understanding of capitalist economics and its shortcomings. It provided him with insights into the issues of poverty and unemployment. These are just a few examples of the books that influenced Che Guevara. His intellectual curiosity and reading habits contributed to his development as a Marxist revolutionary and a key figure in the history of Latin American and global revolutionary movements. Che Guevara arrived in Guatemala in 1954, when President Jacobo Arbenz was in power. Arbenz's government pursued progressive policies, including land reforms aimed at redistributing uncultivated land to landless peasants. Guevara supported these reforms and the government's efforts to challenge the dominance of the United Fruit Company, an American corporation with significant land holdings in Guatemala. While in Guatemala, Che Guevara worked at a hospital in the capital, Guatemala City. His experiences in the medical field deepened his understanding of social inequalities and the poor living conditions faced by the majority of the population. In 1954, a CIA-backed coup toppled President Arbenz's government. The coup aimed to protect the interests of the United Fruit Company and U.S. business interests in Guatemala. Guevara witnessed the events surrounding the coup, including the overthrow of a government he believed to be progressive and beneficial for the country's marginalized communities. The events in Guatemala, particularly the U.S.-led coup and its implications for the region, had a profound impact on Che Guevara's political beliefs. He became deeply critical of U.S. intervention in Latin American affairs and more committed to the idea of armed struggle as a means of challenging imperialism and capitalist exploitation. Following the coup, Che Guevara left Guatemala and traveled to Mexico. In July 1955, Che Guevara met Cuban revolutionary leaders Fidel Castro and Raúl Castro in Mexico City. At that time, Fidel and Raúl were in exile, planning to overthrow the dictatorship of Cuban President Fulgencio Batista. Guevara was drawn to their revolutionary ideals and their commitment to challenging the oppressive regime. Initially, Che joined a group of revolutionaries who planned to support an armed uprising in the Dominican Republic against the Trujillo dictatorship. However, the plan failed, and the group faced setbacks. Subsequently, in November 1956, Che Guevara, Fidel Castro, Raúl Castro, and a group of 80 rebels sailed from Mexico on the yacht Granma, with the intention of starting a guerrilla war against Batista's government in Cuba. The journey was fraught with difficulties, and they faced harsh conditions upon reaching Cuba. The group was attacked by Batista's forces, and many of the revolutionaries were killed or captured. Despite this setback, the surviving rebels, including Che, regrouped and began the guerrilla struggle in the Sierra Maestra Mountains. Che Guevara quickly distinguished himself as a committed and capable revolutionary leader during the early stages of guerrilla warfare. He earned the trust of Fidel Castro and became one of his most trusted advisors. As the revolution progressed, Che's strategic acumen and bravery in battle elevated his status within the movement. The Cuban Revolution continued to gain support and momentum, attracting a growing number of sympathizers and followers. By 1959, the revolutionary forces had successfully toppled Batista's government, and Fidel Castro assumed power as the Prime Minister of Cuba. Che Guevara's involvement in the Cuban Revolution was significant and multifaceted. He played a crucial role in various aspects of the revolutionary struggle, contributing both as a military leader and as a key figure in the Cuban government after the revolution's success. After arriving in Cuba aboard the yacht Granma in December 1956, Che Guevara, along with Fidel Castro, Raúl Castro, and other revolutionaries, began a guerrilla war against the regime of Cuban President Fulgencio Batista. They retreated to the Sierra Maestra Mountains, where they established a base of operations. Che's tactical expertise and leadership skills were instrumental in the guerrilla forces' ability to survive and continue their fight against Batista's troops. Che Guevara quickly rose through the ranks of the revolutionary forces and became a top military commander. He earned the nickname Commander Ecobedo and played a crucial role in several key battles during the revolution. His bravery and strategic acumen earned him the respect of both his comrades and the Cuban people. Che was not only a fighter but also an intellectual. He contributed to the revolution through his writings, speeches, and propaganda work. His articles and speeches inspired and mobilized the revolutionary forces and helped galvanize support for the cause. After the success of the revolution in January 1959, Che Guevara took on various governmental roles. He served as the head of the National Institute of Agrarian Reform, INRA, and played a pivotal role in implementing land reforms that aimed to redistribute land to landless peasants and dismantle large land holdings. These reforms sought to address the issues of rural poverty and inequality. Che was appointed as the Minister of Industry in 1961. In this capacity, he focused on industrializing Cuba and reducing its dependency on sugar exports. He led efforts to establish industrial facilities and build a self-sustaining economy, laying the groundwork for Cuba's industrial development. Che Guevara became a prominent figure in Cuban foreign policy and played a significant role in fostering relations between Cuba and other countries, especially those aligned with socialist and anti-imperialist ideologies. He represented Cuba in various international forums and worked to promote the revolutionary cause globally. Che Guevara's dedication to the Cuban Revolution and his commitment to socialist principles made him one of the most influential figures in the post-revolutionary Cuban government. Guevara's involvement in Africa occurred during his post-Cuban Revolution years when he sought to support revolutionary movements in other parts of the world. In 1965, he left Cuba to embark on a journey to Africa with the aim of assisting and fostering socialist revolutions on the continent. His primary focus was on helping revolutionaries in the Congo, now the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and later in Tanzania and other African countries. In 1965, Che Guevara traveled to the Congo to support the revolutionary forces fighting against the pro-Western government of President Joseph Kasavubu. He believed that the Congo's revolutionary movement could serve as a launching pad for spreading socialist ideals throughout Africa. However, the situation in the Congo was chaotic and marked by tribal divisions and a lack of unified revolutionary leadership. Che's efforts to organize and train the rebels encountered many obstacles, and the expedition proved to be a failure. After his time in the Congo, Che Guevara moved to Tanzania to continue his revolutionary activities. He provided support and advice to the left-wing Zanzibar revolutionaries who had recently overthrown the Sultanate and established a socialist government. Che's time in Tanzania was marked by continued revolutionary ideals, but he struggled to find a practical and sustainable avenue for effective revolutionary change on the continent. Guevara's experiences in Africa left him disillusioned with the state of revolutionary movements in the region and the lack of genuine commitment to socialist principles among some of the local leaders. He recognized the difficulties of exporting the Cuban Revolution's model to different social and political contexts. In 1966, he returned to Cuba, where he continued to engage in Cuban government activities. Guevara's African expeditions were short-lived and did not achieve the revolutionary success he had hoped for. Despite the setbacks, his experiences in Africa further shaped his revolutionary thinking and understanding of the complexities involved in organizing and supporting revolutionary movements in diverse regions of the world. His determination to support global socialist causes persisted, and he later moved on to pursue revolutionary activities in other parts of Latin America, particularly in Bolivia. In Bolivia, Che Guevara embarked on a revolutionary campaign with the aim of igniting a socialist revolution in the country. His time in Bolivia is commonly referred to as the Bolivian Campaign. In late 1966, Guevara, along with a small group of Cuban and other international revolutionary fighters, secretly entered Bolivia to initiate a guerrilla warfare campaign. The goal was to create a focal point for a socialist revolution that would inspire other Latin American countries to rise up against their governments. Guevara chose Bolivia as the site for his revolutionary campaign because of its high poverty levels and social inequalities, making it fertile ground for a revolutionary uprising. The group established their base in the rugged and isolated mountains of southeastern Bolivia. One of the main challenges Guevara faced in Bolivia was gaining the support of the local population. The majority of the local peasants were not familiar with Guevara's revolutionary ideology and were suspicious of the outsiders. The guerrilla force aimed to win the hearts and minds of the local people by providing medical assistance and education and promoting agrarian reform. The Bolivian campaign was marked by skirmishes and encounters with the Bolivian military. Guevara's guerrilla force engaged in several battles, but they were outnumbered and lacked the necessary support to mount a large-scale insurgency. The Bolivian campaign faced various difficulties, including inadequate supplies, limited local support, and difficulties in communication. The remote and challenging terrain made it challenging for the guerrilla force to maintain contact with the outside world and receive necessary reinforcements. As the campaign progressed, the revolutionary force faced mounting challenges and experienced demoralization and internal divisions. On October 8, 1967, Che Guevara's guerrilla force was surrounded and attacked by the Bolivian army in the region of Quebrada del Euro, and Guevara was captured alive by Bolivian troops. The failure of the Bolivian campaign marked the end of Che Guevara's revolutionary activities. Che Guevara was executed on October 9, 1967, in the village of La Higuera, Bolivia. After his capture by the Bolivian army on October 8, he was held prisoner overnight and interrogated. The Bolivian government, under President René Barrientos, had decided to eliminate him to prevent his influence from spreading further. On the morning of October 9, 1967, a military tribunal was convened in the nearby town of Valle Grande, where Che Guevara was formally sentenced to death. The decision to execute him was likely made at a higher political level in Bolivia. Later that day, Guevara was taken to the small village of La Higuera, where he spent his last hours. Despite being aware that he was facing execution, he remained defiant and true to his revolutionary ideals until the end. He reportedly told his captors, "Shoot, coward, you are only going to kill a man." At around 1:15 p.m., on October 9, 1967, Che Guevara was executed by a Bolivian soldier named Mario Terán. Terán shot him with a burst of machine gun fire, hitting Guevara in the legs and chest. The execution was carried out under orders to kill him, rather than capture him alive. Guevara's body was then buried in a hidden location near La Higuera. The location remained a secret for over 30 years until it was revealed in 1997. Guevara's remains were subsequently exhumed and returned to Cuba, where they were reburied in a mausoleum in Santa Clara, Cuba, alongside other revolutionaries. The execution of Che Guevara remains a controversial event, and he continues to be a highly polarizing figure in history. To some, he is revered as a martyr and symbol of resistance against imperialism, while others view him as a violent revolutionary figure responsible for atrocities during his time in power. Che Guevara's legacy today is multifaceted and continues to be a subject of both admiration and criticism. His impact on history and popular culture remains significant, and his image and ideas continue to resonate around the world. Guevara has become an enduring symbol of revolutionary struggle and anti-imperialism. His image, particularly the iconic photograph by Alberto Korda, is one of the most recognizable and widely reproduced symbols of rebellion and counterculture. His name and face have been used on various products, posters, and artworks as a representation of resistance and social justice. Guevara's commitment to socialist ideals, anti-capitalism, and anti-imperialism has made him an inspiration to leftist and socialist movements globally. His writings and speeches continue to be studied and quoted by activists, scholars, and revolutionaries alike, influencing debates on socialism and social justice. Guevara's role in the Cuban Revolution and his advocacy for armed struggle and guerrilla warfare have had a lasting impact on revolutionary movements across Latin America. His ideas and example have influenced subsequent generations of activists and revolutionaries in the region. In Cuba, Che Guevara is remembered as a key figure in the revolution and is venerated as a hero and a martyr. His contributions to the early years of the Cuban socialist government, particularly in the fields of agrarian reform and industrialization, are still acknowledged and celebrated. Despite his iconic status, Che Guevara remains a controversial figure. Critics point to his role in the Cuban government, where he was involved in the execution of political opponents, and his advocacy for armed struggle as reasons for concern. His views on violent revolution and his rejection of democratic processes have been criticized as authoritarian. Guevara's image and ideas have often been co-opted by various countercultural movements, making him a symbol of rebellion and anti-establishment sentiment among some segments of youth culture. Guevara's historical legacy remains a subject of ongoing debate among historians and political analysts. His complex personality and the ambiguity surrounding some of his actions have led to different interpretations of his life and ideas. Whether viewed as a hero, martyr, or controversial figure, Guevara's impact on history and his continued relevance in modern political discourse are undeniable.